This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 377. Where do I go for IELTS writing help? You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn how to choose tutors and teachers to increase your IELTS writing score, learn who to trust, and how not to waste your time and money. Hey, Lindsay, what's up in Boston?
Hey, Jessica, not too much. I went on a nice hike over the weekend, so that was super
lovely.
Fun. And the coolest thing about it was that we took sleds. And ooh, we slid down the mountain on the way down the mountain.
Oh, my God. That's yeah, so awesome. That it sounds like so much fun.
It was so cool. So we hiked. It was like a good 2-hour hike. And then
Wow. When
we got to the top, you know, the trails are very narrow, right? Because it's a lot of snow. And then there's just the trail that's kind of cleared. And so you could just put the sled right in the middle of the trail and just go. And it was nuts. It was fun.
Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Was it like, I'm picturing like this super steep chute down the mountain.
I mean, in parts it was steep. Like I got scared a few times. Other times really? It was a little underwhelming where you're like, oh, I need more of a slope to get this going. But sometimes, I was, and there was trees everywhere. So that's the other part.
Geez.
Yeah.
That sounds super fun. It's really good to do stuff that scares us sometimes, though.
Yeah, I agree. And to get outside, you know, and just like just in the wintertime when there's snow and just breathe it in. So good for us. Oh, felt so good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so a student in our closed Facebook group. Remember, guys, you cannot get into our Facebook group unless you are a Three Keys IELTS student. So I know some of you guys really want to get in there to ask us questions, and that's fantastic. I'm really glad that you want us to help you, and we want to help you. However, it's only for students in our course, and we do check. Just so you know.
We do check. Yes, absolutely.
You're not going to sneak in there. But anyway, so one of our amazing students asked a really good question. So she said, recently I came across this website, Write and Improve. Can I trust their suggestions? I think it's a Cambridge website. So I did check out this website. It is a Cambridge site and it's a writing correction service. Mm-hmm. And I think it was actually free or maybe of like no money. And that's, so we did a red flag episode recently, like resources that are red flags. I think being free is one of those red flags because, you know, like I'm picturing, just like university students working for this website for a tiny stipend, tiny amount of money.
Yeah.
And those aren't necessarily the sort of professionals you want grading your work, right?
Yeah. For sure. For sure. And just to add a piece to that, if it's free, then it's probably going to be some kind of an invitation to upgrade. If it's not that sort of deal, then it's probably sketchy and it's just a bunch of people throwing together whatever advice they can offer in a very casual way. Maybe it's some kind of an ad-based site, but it's probably going to be an upgrade. Like our trial, right? We encourage you guys to try it out for 3 days for $1. And then, you know, we invite you, strongly suggest that you upgrade. You don't have to, but that's the purpose. Right? We want to give you guys a taste. So just know that too.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. That must be what it is because it's Cambridge, right? They have lots of products.
Probably.
Okay. So guys, we do always caution you as IELTS students. You need to be working with IELTS professionals. There are some things, of course, that experienced, educated native speakers can help you with. You know, your vocabulary, high-level academic vocabulary, sure. You know, any good teacher can help you with that. Grammar as well. any good teacher can help you with that. But remember, you're not just graded on those two things. IELTS is unique. You're graded on four categories. So what we want to talk about today, and this is to help you guys out, because there are things you could get help with from, you know, any teacher. So do that, right? Yeah. You can get help from a tutor, whatever, again, with grammar, vocabulary, probably also linking words. Right. Yeah. So those are the three areas that you can improve on with anybody, right?
Yeah. And it's also very smart, let me say, to know the difference between what we need to spend time with an IELTS professional on versus just an average tutor, because we can allocate our funds, right? Probably an IELTS professional is going to cost more to work with because it's a more specialized skill. So we know where to spend our money.
Yeah, that's a really good point. We don't want anybody to waste money, right? But we do also recognize that some services are worth it. Therefore, if, you know, take our services, for example, right? If you have a private tutor and this person is helping you with grammar and vocabulary, like that's one thing. So do that and then save your money. Book that half hour with me. Book that 1 hour with me so I could focus on IELTS specific scoring advice that raises your score, like connected to the descriptor. Right? The stuff that nobody knows but IELTS professionals. So why not do that? I mean, we're not going to tell you, like, don't trust anybody else. Like, no, like we recognize value. So like, this is a good idea. Okay. So what can they not help you with? Well, there are academic rules, you guys, that do not apply to IELTS. And the most important of these, which if you are working with any academic writing teacher, they will tell you not to put I in your writing. It's informal. You can't do it in academic writing. However, IELTS is different. In order to score highly for task response, you need to show the examiner a strong personal opinion. You can't do this unless you say I. So in the blog post for this episode, actually, this is episode 376. Sorry.
Yep. 376. Yeah.
in the blog post for this, you guys, I'll link to a recent article I did about I lost my train of thought. That was so weird.
Well, what was that article that you did? Actually, this is 377, just to make sure we're
377. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Okay. I was worried about all these numbers and then I lost my train of thought. That's so funny. But there have been recent articles about where to put your opinion. I just did that last week, so I'll link to that in the blog post. So it has to be in your essay in three different places, you guys. Oh, wow. It's necessary. So that's the one thing, right? Another thing that an academic tutor will warn you against is using personal examples. And again, guys, on the IELTS exam, you don't have access to a computer. You don't have access to a library. So you will use some personal examples.
Yeah.
And that's fine. As long as the language you use is high level, that's fine.
That only makes sense. It's only logical. Right? I mean,
yeah,
it's crazy the idea that an academic writing tutor would come in and the tutor probably wouldn't spend any time going much deeper to try to learn these things. And they would be just telling you guys the wrong things. And that's so frustrating for us.
Exactly.
You know, we want to see you guys get the scores you need.
Exactly. Yeah, this happens quite a bit with listeners writing in, sometimes in our closed Facebook group, not as much because they're trusting us. They're not going outside the system. But, you know, students come across some crazy advice on the internet and surprisingly from teachers.
Yeah.
So, just be careful. So that's one thing. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. If you are ready to get feedback from an IELTS professional on exactly how to improve your speaking and writing, all connected to the scoring system, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And the other thing, guys, as far as timing and word count go, it's this idea of being under test conditions, not only for your experience, but also as far as being graded under test conditions, right? Mm-hmm. So like you need to be practicing producing a specifically organized 4-paragraph writing task to essay in 40 minutes. It can't be too long. You can't have concluding sentences in your body paragraphs because that's a waste of words. And again, these are all things that might be the opposite of what an academic writing teacher might tell you.
Oof.
Yeah. Wow. So that's something to be careful of. Writing task two. Okay. We've already recognized that academic tutors or teachers can help you in a lot of ways with that, with the vocab and grammar. Now, where they cannot help you at all is writing task one, the academic writing task one, you guys, writing about pie graphs, charts, tables. This is a completely unique IELTS thing. It is like on no other exam.
Yeah. There's no academic writing skill that would lead to this. It doesn't exist anywhere else outside of the IELTS, right, Jessica?
No. I mean, Lindsay and I went through university. No. You know, we have degrees. At no time in my bachelor's or my master's, you know, studies did I have to do anything like IELTS writing task one. So yeah, I think that's really the most important way to use your time with an IELTS professional. So recognize the fact that perhaps you can hire a tutor and get some vocab help, but don't ask them for scoring advice. Don't ask them to help you with writing task one. That's where you need to dedicate a little more money to learning the specific strategies. Like in our course, right, we tell you every possible question type you might see on writing task one for academic and general, give you the easiest strategy to plan for that, because that's the hardest part, just knowing how to organize this information. What information is important? So we clear that up for you. So when you do get to test day, academic task one is super easy just with these like few strategies.
Yeah, for sure. And it makes a huge difference when you can go through a step-by-step system and work from the ground up and learn exactly how to do it like we do in our course. Right, Jessica?
Exactly. Yeah. Everything's organized from small blocks to large. That's how we learn. So it's building blocks. It's scaffolding.
Yeah. And it's very controlled and calm. As I was going back into the course in the last couple of weeks and just looking through it again, it's just very calm. It's done in a way that's very systematic. And, you know, we use the PowerPoints on top of the videos and some of the lessons, guys. And you see everything written out as you hear Jessica's voice on the videos. It's a very kind of easy to learn environment.
It is. Yeah. It's extremely step-by-step, clear. And I like this word transparent. This word, guys, if you've been reading the newspaper, you might have seen this word come up in recent months. But transparent, just this idea of being completely open and honest and direct, right? And that's the best way to learn. So that's the way we deliver our information.
Yeah, that's huge. So you guys can jump into the course if you go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And in that case, you'll be able to get into the Facebook group and ask a question just like this student here did.
Exactly. So remember, guys, I think the takeaway from today's episode is, you know, there are some things you can improve by yourself. We're not gonna tell you that you'd need us for everything. Like I said, we're transparent, we're honest, but we're also honest about the fact that there are a lot of features of the IELTS exam that nobody could give you except us, IELTS professionals with clear systems. So what you can on your own, but then realize when you do need to ask for help and then come to us.
Yeah, ask the right people.
You got it.
Very awesome. Cool. Okay, Jessica, we'll see you very soon. Thanks for hanging out today.
Sounds good. Have a lovely weekend, Lindsay.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.